Hello and welcome to
Ghostbeats,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched Speak No Evil from 2024, directed by James Watkins, who also directed Eden Lake, which is a movie that I've heard a lot about and have never seen.
Me either.
So I guess we'll have to watch that at some point.
Yeah.
But of course, this is a remake of the 2022 film, which I didn't even realize how close together these were.
Yeah.
I thought there was a bigger gap there. We actually accidentally read the plot of the 2022 movie when we were trying to like get up to speed. And I was like, I don't remember like some of these details. Like, is this person, did they like forget or something? I don't know. But I guess that's the thing to talk about, because we were super resistant to even watch this, because we had seen the original, and I guess not that long ago, because it came out like 2 years ago. We barely remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember it at all, it seems like.
Yeah, I remember it being okay and kind of frustrating in some ways, which I guess we'll get into when we talk more about the plot and everything. But the thing with this one, I think most people were very dismissive because it's so close to the other and it seems so similar. And honestly, for us, though, we were on the side of it where we just got inundated by so many fucking trailers for this. I think other people online had the same issue.
Yeah.
Where every time we went to the movies, we had to sit through a trailer for this. And we go to the movies a lot.
Yeah.
So it became one of those movies that we just, every time the trailer would start, I'd be like, fuck. God damn it, it's so boring. So I completely lost all interest in this movie. Like, this could have been great, and I still wouldn't have seen it. And I did hear people were, like, pretty positive when it came out, especially because of James McAvoy. And I still was just like, no, like, I'm not watching this. We waited, and then when we saw it streaming, we were just like, whatever, might as well watch this. Which I hate when studios do this, when they pick a movie, and they're just like, we're going to shove this in your fucking face as much as possible, because it makes me not want to see it.
Yeah, I was so sick of seeing those trailers. And the trailer, I think, like, pissed me off, because it wasn't like, it's that typical.
Oh, it showed a lot.
It shows the whole movie, and I'm so sick of it. I've talked about it on here before. I'm just, like, so sick of it. Like, be more creative. Yeah. I'm, like, over it. Stop.
That was another one of the problems, is because it goes through, like, every single plot beat. And the funny thing is, the last time I remember this really happening for me, like, the biggest example is Guardians of the Galaxy. Because that was another one where I saw that trailer so many times, I didn't know who the fuck these people were, that I was like, I don't care about the stupid fucking movie. And then it got, like, such crazy good reviews that I decided to go see it and wound up loving it. It's, like, one of my favorite Marvel movies. But they ruin it with this. Why do they do this?
Money.
Yeah, but, like, if people like us are just saying, I'm not going to see it now, I don't know. I'm sure they have data on this shit, but it just bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah, I really don't think, like, we're the demographic, unfortunately.
That is something I wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Because if we're just not going to talk spoilers just yet, although I think a lot of people know basically what this is. It's, like, a movie about this couple. In this version, it's an American couple that meets up with a British couple, I think, while they're, like, vacationing. And they kind of hit it off. And then this couple, like, invites them out to their remote farmhouse. And they take them up on it. And it winds up just being, like, maybe they're very weird and kind of sinister. And, like, bad things happen. And in the original movie, a lot of this was about, like, kind of the lengths. That's such a weird thing to say that, plural.
You got it.
The lengths that people will take to be polite, you know, and to not want to offend someone else. And it's like, how far could someone take that if they're really trying to take advantage of you?
Yeah.
And I did read that in the original, it was totally meant to be, like, something having to do with the Dutch mentality. I guess this is, like, a real thing over there. Wouldn't know, never been there. So there are some changes in this one because it's an American couple. And I read that they took that into account for the movie, which I'll say that is an interesting look at the development, because otherwise it's the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's really just the ending has a big change, which we won't get into here. But overall, it does feel like the kind of movie that I can see why Blumhouse would be like, oh, fuck yeah, we're doing this. Oh, yeah. We're taking this shit. Because it is a kind of like normie, like mainstream, for lack of a better term. You know, it's that kind of thing where you can see a mass audience looking at this and being like, oh, I want to fucking see this.
Yeah.
And there's almost like winds up being this kind of true crime element to it at the end of the day. I think a lot of people, their immediate response is like what they would do in this situation. And most people are like, fuck no. Like, I wouldn't go yeah. off with these weird people. I wouldn't do this. But there is like, I guess there's kind of commentary on, I guess you don't know if you're not in that situation. It's easy to look at it and be like, the fuck? Like, no, I wouldn't go along with any of this. But I think there are a lot of things you do in your regular life where you let people get away with shit just because you don't want to be rude, you know?
Yeah, there's that. And then I also think it comes back to, I feel like I've been seeing this a lot in horror lately, is men not listening to women's intuition.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of that where the mom constantly is kind of like red flags going off. And
yeah.
the husband's just like, it's
oh,
fine.
We see that all the time. That's nothing new.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, as much as I am kind of down on this movie, because for one thing, I just don't think, while it's an interesting concept to be like, what would happen in this situation if they were American instead of Dutch? I don't think it really does much to explore that, because the movie is pretty identical until the end. And even the end, without getting into it, it just still feels like really unsatisfying. So it's just, I guess it's an interesting idea to do this like so close together, but it just doesn't really do anything to execute on that. You know, it's just winds up being the same goddamn movie. It's kind of like, why did you even do this? Except to have like James McAvoy be a fucking lunatic, because he is the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, I think even watching the movie, like during when I was watching the movie, I was still like pissed about the marketing. I was like, I wish.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from.
Yeah, because it's like, I wish I hadn't seen this scene like 15,000 times in front of my face before seeing the movie. I think I would have enjoyed seeing it for the first time.
They didn't really hide anything.
No.
And the whole time, you just know that they're fucking up to some crazy shit. But yeah, I mean, the performances are good. I think it's been like this big headline that James McAvoy was inspired by Andrew Tate in his performance, which also feels very like, it feels like very marketable, you know, to say something like that. It's going to get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And I think this is kind of like the poster child for the Blumhouse style of, you know, trying to get a lot of attention on a movie through like cultural means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
No, I think that's accurate.
Maybe it's a little cynical, but I think that is like kind of what they do. But for what it is, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not, it's a lot of good performances in an interesting concept that just doesn't do everything that it really needed to break away from the original.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it. Do you agree?
I completely agree.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay. Let's get the spoilers.
I feel like we already talked about because the whole movie's in the trailer. So
much like the trailer, I think we just realized we really just kind of went through the whole movie already. There just really isn't a lot to say. Okay. It's like, it feels like this is the third time through. It's like we saw the original, we saw the remake, and we just talked about it
third
just like the
time.
Trailer did.
This is like the 100th time.
I know. It feels like we just went through the whole movie in the spoiler-free section. So what's left except for the ending? I mean, again, though, I do think James McAvoy, like, he is fucking very sinister in this. To the point where you'd almost feel like, I don't know if I would trust this dude at all, immediately. Because he just feels like a dangerous lunatic the whole time.
Well, I feel like, going back to how he said he was inspired by Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
I feel like he uses his masculinity to, like, Lauren the husband and be like, you want to be part of the boys club, right?
I was just thinking, it is very much like Andrew Tate bringing in all these men who are like incels and feel left out and forgotten.
Yeah.
And being this like psychotic role model to them. You can see that because it is very on the nose where in this version, the American father is like unemployed and his wife cheated on him. So he's like the ultimate beta bitch who is completely absorbed by the alpha dog energy. So I guess that it makes sense. And it is like, it's an example of like a change that feels very modern, even if it's only 2 years later, which fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's just another example of something where maybe they don't go far enough with like, you know, capturing the differences. Because it still does just copy the original way too much. And I think there is a version of this that would be interesting if they took that concept and just completely changed the movie.
Yeah.
You know, while keeping the like same overall plot. But they just don't do that. It still winds up being like a full-on remake. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like that little boy is giving off so many warning signs.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, why are they not understanding? Like, something is very fucking wrong with this kid. Even there, it's like the daughter is the one who really sees it and is ignored. So all the women get ignored.
Yeah.
It is funny just how much that they really push these boundaries with the couple and seeing, like, what they will go along with. Because it's things that on the outside, when you're watching it, you're like, no fucking way. Like, when the random dude shows up to babysit their child.
No way. And
when she's a vegetarian, but he gets her to eat meat, it's easy to look at that and be like, no shot. You know, I think we all would hope that in that situation, we would put our foot down. But it's an interesting commentary on, like, I think a lot of people would get swept up in that and would go along with it just for the sake of, like, avoiding conflict. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally fair. Like,
it still does feel realistic, even if we want to believe it's not realistic.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I mean, there are definitely some things where it's like, I feel like personally, like, no, there's no way.
Like when she leaves her rabbit behind and they go back. That was the one where I was really like, we're buying you another fucking rabbit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
No. You just got to explain the situation there. Like, we're not.
Sorry, kid. We can't. You're fucked.
Yeah, just like that. Yes. Okay.
Fuck you, kid. We're leaving. Yes. Yeah, that's the only one I really couldn't get behind. But yeah, I mean, that's the interesting part of the original, too, is like, what are your real boundaries if somebody really started pushing on them?
You know what I mean? I feel like there's also something there about, like, partner dynamics, too.
Yeah.
Where, you know, not only just him just blatantly dismissing everything that she says, like, every red flag she tries to bring forward, but the fact that even when something happens, like, right in front of his face, he does nothing. And it's also just,
he's
like,
a beta bitch. Yes. Yeah, I like that they had to make him a cuck in this, too. It's like, it wasn't enough. It's like, they had to really make it modern. But yeah, and what I was saying, it does have this, like, true crimey element to it that I think is extremely mainstream.
The idea
that they have been doing this for, like, a super long time, where they bring in couples, they kill them, steal all their shit, and then
steal their kid.
Yeah, so it is, like, it does feel like, like, I could see this being real, you know, that whole, but it's like this whole scam element to it that does feel like much more realistic and grounded, you know?
I think there is also like the commentary on like possibly like respecting cultures you don't understand too.
Yeah.
So that's also
definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Cause that's also like a slippery slope too. So it's like,
That helps, especially being an American in Europe, I imagine. It's very, like, fish out of water, I think, for most people.
Yeah. Because the instinct is to be respectful, but then it's, like, at what cost?
Yeah, I think it's just, even when the cards are laid on the table, I guess it's one of those things where I feel two different ways about it, because it's, like, on the one hand, it is a buildup, because the whole time you're wondering, like, what the fuck's going on with these weird ass people? Like, what is their end goal? And when the end goal is just crime, you know, it's nothing like super crazy. It's just crime.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in a way, it feels a little flat, but it also, it serves the movie. It makes it very grounded. But I think that plays into a lot of what's going on here is that, like, it's just not doing anything super surprising, you know, to really set it apart. And I guess, the other part of their change, you know, in making it an American couple is, I guess they think Americans, even though he's a beta bitch the whole time, they do fight back at the end.
Yeah.
instead of just taking it. Because that's like the, well, I guess I don't want to spoil the original
movie. Well, yeah, probably.
It's so fucking hard to navigate that. Because they do fight back and they win.
Yeah.
You know, they wipe them all out and they escape and they rescue the kid and this big happy ending. I don't know. It's like, again, it's an example of them trying to do something different and show a different perspective. But it's just very backloaded. You know, it's really all at the end of the movie. And that maybe makes it not feel super earned. You know what I mean?
I do think that the choice for the ending is to make the movie more mainstream.
Yes.
Because your normal average moviegoer is not going to want to leave the theater feeling bleak. You know, that's not because they want it to make money. So it's got to have a happy ending. Yeah.
Even though in a way it kind of betrays what the movie is about. Yeah. It's just...
I'm not justifying it. Just pointing it out.
I think that's the... I think that's the takeaway most people would have. It's just like, I got to do the mainstream ending. I'm just trying to like reach it on its own level, you know, and try to understand it from an artistic level.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was probably just Blumhouse like, yo, make this shit have a happier ending. But it just, it feels like a very just middle of the road movie, honestly. Yeah.
No. I mean, it was okay. It was like... okay movie to watch, you know, like, was it, you know what I mean?
Put that on the box. It was an okay movie to watch.
Didn't leave me angry that I saw it, so I guess that's good.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. And I actually, like, the fact that it's a remake so soon after the original isn't even really what bothers me, because I'm okay with that as long as you kind of put your own spin on it.
Yeah.
And this just doesn't do enough of that.
I think I agree. It would have been cool to just take the basics of the inspiration and then go from there. But
have a real alpha ass American as the main character. Watch him, put him in his place. There we go. Yeah, that would be worse. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about this.
Me either.
Okay. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. I feel like I'm gradually getting very quiet. I need to speak louder.
I think I am too.
We gotta speak up. Okay, how about this? Above Jeepers Creepers, but below Wolf Cop.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Really? It seemed like you were really thinking about it.
Oh, wait, I heard you wrong. Okay, I thought you said Wolf Cop below for some reason.
Nope.
No, yeah, no, that works.
That's number 76 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What are your favorite remakes? And check us out on TikTok at Ghost Beast Pod, right?
Ooh, I don't know. Eh. Yeah.